Welcome to SEO Success for Small Business Owners. This podcast is about SEO, inbound marketing, content creation, and more. I'm your host, Graham Knight. Thanks so much for joining me. Let's dive right in. Welcome to episode 10. In previous episodes, we've covered the basics of indexing and ranking, keyword placement, revving up your content, SEO keyword fundamentals, and more. In this episode, I'm going to look at a critical missing link, and that certainly is a pun intended, that can help propel you to SEO success and attract more eyes to look at your content. And that missing link is just that, backlinks. So what is a backlink? Well, a backlink is nothing more than a hyperlink from one website to another. The website that is linked to is said to have a backlink pointing to it. Now, you'll know exactly what a hyperlink is because you come across them every day that you use the internet. They're clickable areas on a web page that lead to somewhere else, maybe a different page, article, or perhaps a different website entirely. But why are backlinks important, and how can we use them to our advantage? There are two main reasons why backlinks are important. The first reason is that they help you build website authority, and I'm going to come on to that in a moment. The second reason is to get more exposure and more eyes on your website. So let's forget SEO for the moment and think about links from a pure content marketing point of view. Content marketing means that you're creating online material for your audience and you're making those assets amazing. You might have downloadable PDFs, social media posts, videos, blog articles, perhaps even a podcast. Imagine for a moment that your website is an island in the internet with no references to it from the outside world. How would anyone find your content? Enter backlinks. If someone else's website points to your content, there's a high chance that their audience will find your stuff. It becomes even more impactful if your content resonates directly with their audience. This happens when two websites are in the same niche or serving the same or a similar market. A common interest flows between websites, and more interest in what you have to say could mean more sales or leads. There are a number of different types of backlink that the internet supports, and as Google puts it, you can specify the relationship with the page you are linking to and let search engines know the context of the link. HTML links support a rel attribute that shows a relationship. So here's a list of the possible values you can have that Google specifically cares about. First one is sponsored, and this marks that the link is an advertisement or a paid placement. Second one is UGC, and this marks the link as user-generated content, which usually means a comment in a forum post or that kind of thing. Third one is nofollow, and that tells the search engine not to associate your site with the one that you're linking to. It also instructs the search engine not to crawl the linked page. If there's no rel attribute of one of these types, then the link is a dofollow link, and those links can be helpful to our SEO. Just to give you a bit of context on how this works, if you have a YouTube channel and link back to your website, you might expect a lot of SEO value to transfer from YouTube to yourself. After all, YouTube is a major player on the internet and has a lot of influence. Unfortunately, you're going to be disappointed because hyperlinks from YouTube are marked as nofollow. They won't actually help you in your SEO in any way. They merely help you get visibility, which in itself is not a bad thing. From an SEO point of view, the only links we really care about are dofollow, so the links that have no rel attribute. But exactly how does that work? Well, for one thing, dofollow links help pass authority from the linking website. A dofollow link is a vote of confidence from somebody else, and that actually means something to Google. You're seen in their eyes as being more trustworthy because of the upvote. So it follows, the more dofollow backlinks we get, the better, right? Well, kind of. Google is really good at finding low quality and spammy backlinks. They won't necessarily hurt your website authority, but it won't help you either. And for this reason, you ideally want to get the best quality backlinks you possibly can get pointing to your site. So imagine for a moment that CNN or the BBC had a do follow backlink to an article you had written. Not only would you get a lot of eyes on your website, but you'd also get a lot of trust and authority. And there's a little hint here, better authority makes it easier for you to rank for keywords. Now, these days, it's very hard to cheat the Google machine. We don't know what the algorithms do, and there are a lot of smart people making sure that cheats don't win. So how can you get high authority backlinks to your website? Well, you have to earn them. This means that the content you produce that you want to be linked must be exceptional. Fingers crossed that somebody with an ideal website will find your article and link to it without you having to ask. But in reality, this is rare. At the end of the day, getting backlinks is all about creating relationships with other website owners and asking them to create links to your content if it's relevant to their audience. SEO experts use strategies to get this done. For example, a backlink analysis might find a backlink on a website that's broken. Perhaps the page that's linked to no longer exists. So the SEO expert would write an amazing piece of content and then reach out to the site owner, telling them they have a broken link and, oh, look, I have an article that might be able to replace it. Do this in the right way and you will earn the link. You can also use resources such as Haro or Help a Reporter Out to get a citation for, well, helping a reporter out. And don't forget local or trade directories that can give a link to your website for their audience. Of course, money exchanging hands can also guarantee links, but Google frowns on this practice. Keep it in mind as an option, but you didn't hear it from me. If you have a friend or relative in a high-powered position within an organization, maybe that can help you get links too. But whatever method you use to get your links, make sure you keep adding contacts to your Rolodex or even your iPhone or your Android device, and keep nurturing those relationships because you might well want to build links in the future for other articles, and having a good pool of people to reach out to can really help save some time. And of course, be polite and courteous when you're reaching out to people. And also, don't forget to ask for a do follow link. That is absolutely critical for your SEO mission. And just one thing last that I want to mention as well, when you're reaching out to somebody for a link, make sure you give them the right URL to the page, maybe suggest a few terms that they can use in the text to link to you, and make sure that they're armed with all the information that they need in order to be able to link to your website. Thanks for listening to SEO Success for Small Business Owners. The podcast can be found everywhere podcasts are available. You can check out all the links and resources mentioned and catch up on all episodes at www.newrootdigital.com.